William Jerry Henry, fugitive slave. Many fugitive slaves sought freedom in Canada during the 1800s. One of Kingston's fugitives was famous in New York State, but lived a quiet life upon his arrival in Canada. This was William Henry, a man who went by the name of Jerry. Jerry was a barrel maker working in Syracuse who had previously escaped a life of slavery in the South. In 1850, the Fugitive Slave Act was passed, which allowed for slaves living in free states in the North to be captured and returned to their owners. However, at that time, Syracuse was a hotbed of emancipation and abolitionist sentiment. In 1850, Jerry was arrested at work under false pretenses and later charged under the Fugitive Slave Act. At the very same time in Syracuse, the convention for the Anti-Slavery Liberty Party was underway. In a short time, local abolitionists and convention members had been informed of Jerry's arrest. By a prearranged signal, church bells rang all across town as both blacks and whites stormed the commissioner's house where Jerry was being held. The crowd managed to release Jerry into the streets, but was quickly recaptured. However, they were not deterred. They regrouped and later stormed the jail again, finally forcing the police to release Jerry. He was hidden in the city with a local abolitionist for several days before being smuggled across Lake Ontario and into Canada, finally settling in Kingston. While in Kingston, Jerry worked for Chester Hatch, a local furniture maker. Jerry died in Kingston on October 8, 1853. His historic rescue was forever known as the Jerry Rescue, an important event in Syracuse's history with an interesting link to Kingston.